Hi, everyone. I'm Simon Says, Scott Simon, and I want to start out this podcast with a special thanks to you, the listeners. Earlier this week, we surpassed 1,000 downloads. We did it in just 34 days. When I started this in July, I thought it might take 3 months. And when I told some friends that we did it in 34 days, they said, I'm on the right path. We've had good topics, good guests, and it's going to get better as we go forward. So I thank you. So please share this with your friends. Continue to subscribe. Like online what you hear. And comment on each individual episode. Now, this episode has been on the planning board for quite some time, but sometimes I want to publish personal commentaries for Simon Says. No, I'm not eliminating interviews or decreasing the number. My bet is that I'll have more episodes over the long run doing this, with a great mix of great people telling stories and me telling personal stories myself. Today, I want to address journalism on Simon Says. I want to address journalism for broadcast, newspapers, and online. I was a reporter for many years, and some will say I was a pretty damn good reporter. And yeah, I have awards on the shelf, but that doesn't really mean much. It's what a journalist can do on a slow day that means more than how to report the big obvious story on a hot day. I'm qualified to critique reporters because at one time in my career, I was a media critic for the Suburban Journals of Greater St. Louis. So I think I can bring you the best of both worlds, my experience as a reporter and my experience as a critic. My first address about journalism is reporter behavior on the job. I got this idea quite a while back after watching Jim Acosta of CNN way too many times. I think he's just an average reporter for a big network. Here's why. He's pretty loud, isn't he? More often than not, the best reporters are the ones you never hear from at a news conference. They sit in their chairs, and they wait until the time to get the newsmaker aside to get comments that weren't words on a paper he or she was speaking at a podium. And those great reporters also took the time to talk with others that weren't at the podium. Those reporters spoke to those newsmakers one-on-one away from the crowd. It's called working the room. Now, reporters pretty much know the story before it happens at a news conference. You see, these newsmakers publish their comments to reporters in advance. Now, in return, the reporters cannot quote text from that speech in advance of the news conference. A copy of a speech for reporters is just a roadmap for a story. Now, for me, I use those speeches and news releases as a tip sheet, like I did at the racetrack. And there was a time in my career when I was a morning line handicapper of horses at a racetrack, Bluegrass Downs of Paducah. I enjoyed my days there. And I learned some things there that helped me as a reporter. This type of process for reporters is a hand-delivered roadmap of notes and resources to use so that they can write and broadcast a great story. I'll talk more about this and other topics about journalism and reporters' behavior on the job, but first let's take a time out to hear from our sponsor, doTERRA Essential Oils. Your official consultants are Jay and Kathy Kirsting. I have personal experience myself with doTERRA Essential Oils. Last year I was stricken with a heart attack, ended up in a hospital for a month and a half, and when I came out of a coma, I was groggy, I wasn't alert, and Jay Kirsting brought by a vial of wild orange essential oil from doTERRA. And day by day, I could see that I was becoming more alert. And it really did work. And it worked for Jay. That's how he got to be a doTERRA essential oils consultant. Here's his story about what doTERRA essential oils did for him. So we're coming up on the holiday season. If you're looking for a great gift idea for someone, Contact Jay and Kathy Kersting for doTERRA essential oils. You can go to their website, jkersting.com, and there's a link there to their doTERRA products. There's many of them to choose from. Take your time and get something for yourself. After all, if you're happy, everyone else is happy. Well, welcome back to Simon Says. My ideas for this topic about reporter behavior on the job blossomed after the news that CNN reporter Caitlin Collins was banned by White House Communications Director Bill Shein from attending a news event at the White House. Now, he based his decision on this soundbite, so pay close attention. Now I'll ask you, do you think that what you heard warranted her from being banned from a news event later that day? Some are saying the decision was made because the White House didn't like the questions she was asking. Others will say she was banned for being a bit obnoxious at the end of that event shouting questions. Well, frankly, these news conferences are pithy and produce little news. They're one-sided and the result is boring. Readers, viewers, and listeners aren't going to care much about. And in today's declining news audience, a reporter's job depends on making an impact. So, I guess shouting questions makes an impact and not content. The public sees it. The excuse of doing your job by shouting questions at a newsmaker is being seen by the public as poor behavior. Now, I'm going to give this reporter from CNN credit. Caitlin's tone actually was mild compared to others. Again, let's bring in Jim Acosta as an example. Now, here's where it gets good, and I can put down the political conspiracy theorists. Some are saying Collins got busted by Bill Shein because she's just another one of those liberal reporters that are a pest. Well, did you know she used to work for the Daily Caller? That's hardly the bastion of liberal journalism like Slate or the Huffington Post. No, I believe she was banned because it was a collection of questionable behavior by reporters, not just her. And when Bill Shein snapped and rushed a decision to ban her, keep in mind Bill Shein used to work for Fox News, and they're definitely not a liberal journalism platform. So I take issue with him for his decision to ban her, but that's a topic for another Simon Says commentary. So I'll close this about reporter behavior being an issue. It's only broadcast reporters getting heat for the behavior. I can't remember a time in 35 years when I saw a newspaper reporter gyrating his or her arms, standing up and yelling to ask a question. They just sat there quietly taking notes, and when they did have to ask a question, they did so with resolute ease. And that's how, after 20 years in the business, I came up with one phrase to describe me as I got better and better. I was a newspaper reporter who did his job on radio. And the second phrase I used to describe myself was that I was a keen observer of human behavior. And thus, my commentary on journalist behavior on the job. It is an issue. It's not critical, but it is affecting their image. Well, I hope you enjoyed this edition of Simon Says. I'm going to have personal commentaries off and on as we go forward. Now, I want to tell you about a special guest that we're going to have on Labor Day. We're going to have Steve Oslika, the executive director of the Hawthorne Foundation in Missouri, and our special Labor Day podcast is going to be how bipartisan efforts work for labor and management in Missouri. That's right. We're talking about lawmakers from both sides of the aisle, Republican and Democrat, working in bipartisan fashion in Missouri to try and create jobs, bring industry to the state. Steve is the executive director of the Hawthorne Foundation, a non-for-profit organization that was formed many years ago. And he's going to share his story of his observation of what they're doing today and what they'll be doing in the future. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I'm Simon Says, Scott Simon, inviting you to go to my website, SimonSaysStories.com, to sign up for the free newsletter, which will have biographies of people that we have on the podcast. And also we have links to places that are hosting our podcast, iTunes for one, Stitcher, Google Play, and we'll add more in the future. And once again, thanks to Jay and Kathy Kirsting and doTERRA Essential Oils. There's a link on my website, SimonSaysStories.com, or you can go directly to jkersting.com, jaykersting.com, and there's a link to doTERRA Essential Oils. And if you have a question, Jay and Kathy will be more than happy to answer that. So until our Labor Day podcast with Steve Oslika, I'm Scott Simon. Simon Says, saying so long from Las Vegas, Nevada.